to the Fitz Life Unfiltered podcast with Kim and Jamie Fitzpatrick, former employees turned successful online entrepreneurs, speakers, parents, and couple. Thank you for tuning in. We know your time is valuable, and their goal is to help you live abundantly, provide value and tips on achieving physical, mental, spiritual, and financial wealth while navigating this crazy-ass thing we call life. Are you ready? Let's go!
Hello.
Welcome back to the Fitz Life Unfiltered. We are super excited.
How are you?
To be here and be in studio. I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm excited. I believe that you can wake up feeling tired and you can create energy in your day. And I'm working really hard to do that. And what I mean by that is I am choosing energy. And as I choose energy, I feel a little bit more alive every single day.
So we went out for dinner the other night. And I don't know where we're going to go with this. I just found it interesting.
Yeah, because, it was really cool.
Because you and I don't know if it's cool, but...
No, it was a cool
Because you and I were like, why didn't we do that? So we go out for dinner. These are all first world problems, very aware. I also can never pronounce this, but I'm going to attempt it on the podcast. We ordered a charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We ordered the board as a little appy. And we won't say where we went. But we were like 10 minutes into it, right, Kimmer? We're about like 10 minutes into it. And, you know, it had the assortment of meats and cheeses as they normally do. They didn't have pickles either. You know, wouldn't it have been good with little pickles, Kim?
I think so.
But
pickles and a few more sauces.
We were like halfway, 75% through the eating a lot of the meat and stuff. And Kim was like, you know what this could use? She's like, it could use some really good, like, you know, the spicy mustard.
Mm.
And we're like, yeah, they're really, and Kim and I were like, then we started going, yeah, they're really missing that. They really missed the boat on this board that there's no mustard. And
we dips.
And we still had a bunch of it left. Why didn't we just ask for some?
Yeah, we never once asked.
Because at the end of the meal, Kim was very polite about it. And we actually don't never do this. But Kim was like, because the waiter was very friendly with us. And we were chatting about other stuff. And Kim was like, you know what would have been great with the charcuterie board? I fucking can't say it. Charcuterie board? Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
The charcuterie board. What would have been great with it? And Kim's telling the waiter, hey, it's some really good mustard. And he's like, oh, you should have just asked. I could have brought it at the start.
And
we were both like, such a simple solution.
Right.
And we were, I guess we were kind of complaining about it, or we were kind of like, this would have been better. Why not just fucking ask for it?
Well, it's interesting.
We were both like, why didn't we ask for it?
Uncle Paul taught us that, Christy and I, that. He said, listen, if you want a different table in a restaurant, you ask for it.
Yeah.
The worst thing they can say is no. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe you get a window seat. Maybe you like, but you know, if you, and we didn't do that last night. Like and then the waiter said, he goes, you just should have asked for that. I was like, oh my gosh. Right.
But you always ask for a soda in a wine glass.
I do.
Can I get a soda with a lime? And not because you're high maintenance, but you just like a wine glass in your hand.
I love it. It was interesting. He's like, you don't want Sal Pellegrino? I'm like, nope. I'm very firm. I'd like a club soda. It just tastes different. I don't know what it is. The bubbles are different than Sal Pellegrino.
Well, I think you feel like you're out for dinner. You're holding a different glass than you normally would, and maybe it's a part of the experience.
Oh, for sure.
Because you don't drink wine anymore, really.
Yeah. So. No, it just doesn't.
I thought it was interesting to us. We're like, why didn't we ask for it? Yeah, you got to ask for shit if you want it. Like, that's the end. Like, you got to ask the universe for shit. You got to ask people, your partner, everything. Literally.
Well, that kind of ties into what we want to talk about today, which is about your calling, and it's about clarity, and it's about your mission, and it's about your vision, and it's about hunting for it.
Well,
and
it'll never find you.
It'll never find you. And you know, it was interesting, like, you know, at what point in your life, you know, it was so cool. I was actually away last weekend a few weekends ago now with Brendan Bouchard, and he was doing this amazing mastermind. And this is what he did. And he did this amazing, real, like, visual. And I'm going to try and take you through the visual. So he put a little star at the bottom of the whiteboard, and he put a little star at the top of the whiteboard. Above the star was the name person. It's you. It's your person. Okay. He said, you're going for a calling, you're going for a mission, you're going for your business, you're going for your life goal, you're ready, you're going, it's happening, it's exciting, you're the person, you catch interest. So there's a line, next button up from people or person is interest, circles the interest. He goes, yeah, you get interested in something. Could be whatever that is for you, whatever's coming up to your mind right now. You get interested, right? Like I think about our business, we've been in for a decade, I'm still obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I love it so much, right? With body, and it's like, you know, so, you know, you get an interest. Then you have a passion for it. So the next line is passion. Okay. He circles that passion. He's like, oh, your passion, there's burning passion. Then he said, you know, you're really getting like almost obsessed to it, obsessed with it for, in a way, like you're a little bit obsessed, et cetera. Like you're really leaning into it. You're really, really, you know, not, I don't even want to say the word obsessed. It's like interest, you know, you're interested. Oh, you're doubling down. That's it. Like you're doubling down. You're like, no, I've got this. I'm going to double down. I'm going all in
on your thought pattern
on your thought pattern about that one thing, that interest, the passion, the business, mm-hmm. the thought, the group, the whatever. Right. And you're doubling down. You're fired. You're excited. Like it's life giving. Like this is amazing. You feel so much energy. You wake up. You can't wait to wake up. Does everyone, can you feel this? I think everyone's listening can be like, I know what you're saying. Then you get to mastery. You get to mastery of that. You're like, it's almost like a well-oiled machine, right? A little bit boring some days. You're like, oh, I'm mastering.
This is part of the cycle you're saying of starting a business or whatever you're doing. Whatever.
This is Brendan Burchard like nailed this. He's like, there's research about this. This is the life cycle, right? Of a business, of an idea of it. He says about 3 to 5 years, 3 to 5 years.
The what?
It's about a 3 to 5 year incubation period before you start getting a little bit petered out.
Oh, I see.
Oh yeah. Right? So you get to mastery, then you start mentoring, then you start delegating, then other people start to be able to do what you can do. And then you're like, whoa, where's my value? Oh, where am I going? How am I doing? And then he said, most people, a lot of people that he's worked with will then think their next thing will be, and there's like a little arrow next to the star, right? Cause you've got up to mastery, you've got up to mentoring, you've made it, you've done it, you're successful. I'm air quoting successful is up to whatever you feel is successful. And he said, a lot of people think that the next thing they do should be an automatic slide to the right. You've already done all that. And they don't understand why they don't get success on that next business idea or that next iteration or that next book or whatever. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
I'm riffing here. He said, you have to go back to the bottom as the person.
On a new idea.
On everything new.
Mm.
On the mission. He said 3 to 5 year cycle. Think of how many of you have been in a career for 5 years and you're in the point where you're like, I'm not really that motivated anymore. He said, we have to, you know, reinvigorate ourselves. Brendan's done 30 launches that are very, very lucrative and successful in a row because he said, I don't want to, and he's always fine tuning or like changing. Doesn't mean everyone needs to do this. It's just perspective.
Right.
Gave me a lot of perspective as someone that I really admire and look up to from a work perspective and a workflow perspective. And I'm like, oh, well that makes a lot of sense. Mm. You've never really petered out at that one thing. A lot of people stay rooted in the success they've had for too long.
Mm.
They sit in the success they've had, which then will actually lead to idleness. And idle, we don't want to be idle for too long.
Well, you're comfortable.
And yeah.
That's the enemy of growth, right?
So it's really like really understanding like what are you pulled by? And what happens a lot of the time is then people get needy.
Mm.
Well, I need to do this. I need to do better.
And that's the wrong path.
Well, think about need. Like when you have you ever said
I need oxygen, but I don't need that business idea.
Right. Have you ever like talked to your buddies where you're like, oh my God, that chick's so needy when back in the day when you were younger, like
we would never disrespect women that way.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Of course you talk. Yeah.
Oh, sure. They're so needy. Is that a compliment?
Or men are needy too.
Well, fuck yeah. That's so true. Good point. But is that a compliment?
No.
Being described as needy or being needy is not, that's not positive.
That's a great. That's to say that I need something and then relate it to a neediness when you win a character about someone. It's it's good. No, I like that.
No, I need, you're like, okay, so you're telling the universe.
I need some help. I need you to do this. Yeah. No, that's a desperation. That's desperation.
So you're acting out of that versus, hey, listen, I was looking at my business. I see a couple of areas of growth and I'm really lacking here. What do you think about this? If I did this. Completely different approach than going up to your boss being like, I need your help. I don't know.
Because
stomp, 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 stomp.
Neediness is, it's exhausting, right? Like a needy person is
for everyone.
Yeah,
for everyone and for themselves, right? So the reason why I share this is perspective, because I definitely know there's times I'm needy. For sure know
true.
This. Noah, well, if we can own our neediness, we can be aware of that. So I'm not off the hook for this. Oh my gosh, at all.
No, there's been times where you're like downstairs and I'm like up somewhere in the other level and you're like, Jamie, yeah, what are you doing? And I'm like, why? Because I can tell by the tone.
I'm needy.
She's like, just come down here. I'm like, what do you need? And she's like, Jamie, come down here. I'm like, oh, and then I know it's, and she's like, I just want you down here for a sec. And then I'll go down, and she doesn't really need anything.
I'm just needy.
I'm just having a moment. And that's okay. That's not the annoying neediness or anything, but that we all need that at some
point. We all, but here's what I'd love to kind of offer an insight on this podcast is like, ooh, imagine we can catch our neediness.
Yeah.
Right. I need to be this successful. I need to make this amount of money.
Yeah.
That is like actually a competing agreement.
Right.
Because from need, we can't serve. From need, we are more desperate serving. We're more scarce. We're more, what's in it for me? Why haven't you done? It's like, it's not a reciprocal. Right. It's not reciprocal. It's like you're pulling from a need versus pulling by a calling.
It's definitely energetically, it's definitely negative. Like if you went to someone and said, I need you to love me, like that is a, how is that supposed to happen? Like I need you to love, like that is, it's for me, it's energetically negative.
Right. I think one of the things that's so important is like when we are really attentive and aware of our need and we can release that, then we can understand that we can be driven and have ease with that.
Mm.
But it's hard to have ease in need because need is like this, like, right? Whereas ease is flow, which is available for everyone. I'm going to say that again. Ease is available for you. That peace and ease is a goal for me.
Yeah.
And I sometimes don't remember that as well as I could. And I'm working really hard on that.
You're not perfect.
Oh, fuck no. You know, thank God. But if you use it well, right, you will use it well if you don't need it. The universe will be very generous with you.
See,
it's a huge difference with the universe. So aware of what you're saying.
You and I have focused on this the last 6 months, right? And before is like, and again, this is where some people, I know you don't believe the stuff, and maybe that's part of the problem, is the whole manifestation, ease, flow of relationships, flow of money, flow of good people around you. Like these things should just, based on what you're doing in your life and how you're thinking, what you're reading, who you are, how you're developing your circle, what you're reading, people that are mentoring you. Those things affect how you energetically think and manifest all those things. Kim and I have really been focusing on this stuff, you know, and I know this is a little woo-woo for some people because you've never explored that part of it.
Well, I think if you really want to be living in your most, I would say, actualized self, that is going to require you to be doing things that are different than you've done before. It will require a different level of you. It will require different patterns. It will require breaking past habits and toxic traits.
Well, it also requires a very extreme level of self-awareness.
Right. 100%. Absolutely. And knowing that it's not all about you and that we are all imperfect humans. And that's amazing because then when we take perfection out of the mix, it's a lot more easier to live this life because it's not about perfection. It's just about growth, right? And one of the things I think, like, it's as you spiritually grow, as you financially grow, you know, you will release more. But you can't grow if you're stuck. You can't grow if you're like, I need, and you're desperate. And there's this like desperate, frenetic, frenzied energy in your life. I think a lot of people don't understand that peace is actually the goal.
Not happiness. Peace is. Yeah.
Peace for me. But I won't speak for anyone else, but peace is really important because inner peace is freedom.
Well, you also just can't be happy all the time. And that's actually agitating to the system.
Yeah, you can't.
It is.
Yeah. It's okay to have pause or to feel a little conflicted about things.
We've
but if there's
said
also
that.
Peace in that.
Yeah.
There's peace in looking at yourself and be like, oh, you know what? Could have done that better. Mm-hmm. Shoot. I haven't been showing up the way I really want to be showing up for this team or like this member. I'm going to reallocate that. There's peace in that. Not shame. There's peace because you're owning yourself. You're aware. You're realizing I don't have this all together and I'm going to work really hard to put my head to bed at night knowing I've done everything I can, you know, not a fingernail more. But I think one of the things too is like, you know, can we be casual about it? like, I love being casual. Can you be casual about, your request? And we don't want to be casual about our goal.
Right.
We want to set unrealistic freaking goals.
Yeah.
But can we be casual in our approach instead of frenetic? Right. And it's like, what reality is reality, right? But our emotions are absolutely in our control. Like, how we respond to something is in our control, and our internal conditions can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really learning that. Like, I have the power to ruin a day, literally, and everything that happens in my day, everything. Mm-hmm. Or I can change my internal conditions and I can have the best day. And I can be more, I can be the version of me that's inside of me versus the old past version that's in an anxious state, for example. And that doesn't mean that happens all the time, but it's something really important to people to note. Like,
this morning,
we get to change our energy.
Let's talk about this morning quickly. We woke up and Kim was in a certain state of energy. Not good or bad, but you know, could be better, I guess. And
it wasn't light.
And within 5 to 10 minutes, we made a series of decisions together. This is real. This morning, we made a series of texts. I can't even charcuterie and texts. And to a few people, we made some decisions about today, and we got organized. And within an hour, you weren't fully, but your state was completely different. Would you not agree?
Yeah, we got control of our day back. It had been reallocated and it didn't need to be. And we needed to take back some time for some space to be able to breathe. That's super important. It's like, what can you put a boundary around? What can you push off?
Well, that changed you internally. What those decisions within the 10 minutes and then the hour, that was you changing your internal, whatever term you used before.
Yeah. I mean, it's really your internal condition.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's like, we have to make our journey better. So if you're efforting and pissed through your day because you're like, oh, I can't, that doesn't mean, like, of course you can't just go ahead and start canceling every meeting. Like, we're not suggesting that. So please, like, take everything we're saying with any grains of salt. I'm just, if there's wiggle room, if there's a way you can make your journey better, if there's a way that you can enhance your day, if there's a way that you're like, actually, no, I can't go meet you in person because I don't have time to do the commuting hours, but I can absolutely do our call.
Yes.
What works best for you?
Mm-hmm.
Boundary.
Yeah.
You have responsibility of that versus bending over backwards and overextending yourself. And then who suffers? You suffer. You end up suffering. Your family ends up suffering.
It's people with toxic people in your life that you have to be around or think you have to be around. And it's like, nah, you can make decisions there.
Yeah. It's like, my job is to make this more fun, more enjoyable and different. I'm different. It's different with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm different. I have to be different. I'm going to be different today. Like, I'm literally tapping as I'm saying that to, like, calm my, just really being like calm and aligned with myself. And, you know, one of the things that I know for myself is, like, I have to take care of myself. And I'm going to say this to all of you. If you are not taking care of yourself and you are feeling fatigued, you are the only person that can fix that. If you are not prioritizing nutrition and you're missing meals, or, you know, you haven't even maybe, you know, asked for help, not because you're needy, but because you're like, hey, I got goals. This is what I would like to see happen. Right. Can we do this? Hey, can you help me meal prep? Or maybe you're going to go to the grocery store and you're going to get meal prepped food already. Maybe you're going to have a nap, right? Maybe you're going to schedule a nap, but, you know, your highest self is depending on you. I'm going to say that again. Your highest self is depending on you to make decisions and to make choices and to make a decision to be better and to make a different decision that serves the higher level of you, not the lower level of you.
It's almost like your higher self is a different person that you've made a commitment to that you need to honor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's a little bit higher than you. So it's like, oh, am I going to be able to lean into that right now? How am I honoring that? Am I honoring my higher self? Am I bringing energy, right? Like, am I bringing this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what does that feel like?
It's a different paradigm of how to think about how you're treating yourself. Is like your highest self where you can operate in full joy, potential, you can call it happiness, success, contentment It's like, what does that look like? And how can you honor that person? That's really, you know what I mean? And those can be, those are all they can be. Those are the decisions we make every day. And listen, whew, I don't do it all the time either. Like, but it's a great, I don't even know, Kim, if I've ever even thought about it like that.
Mm.
I don't know if I've ever actually thought about, like, if I've ever stopped and gone, okay, my highest self, not a perfect, I'm not talking about being perfect, but my highest self, who's honoring most of my spirit, not to get too hokey, but the person that I'm honoring, almost like it's another person, like, what are those decisions I have to make more times than not to honor that person? And I know more than anyone, time is fleeting and it goes fast. And we all run out at some point. So you have to choose how you want to spend that time.
Every minute counts.
You know,
every decision counts. Every phone call, every energetic spend matters.
I got asked twice this week, twice by two different people who found out about my cardiac arrest. Like, what's your biggest, I know you must have this biggest life lesson. And I stumble sometimes answering that question, but it probably is a very much, I have a acute sense of time.
Mm, powerful.
I really do. I think that's the best. And then that leads into a bunch of other things, mm-hmm. having an acute sense of time and doing things and wanting to do things, wasting all those things. But I think that's it.
I think the thing we'll leave you on today is, you know, remember everything that you've done fractured and everything that you've done in what might feel like chaos to you, or like you in, or maybe you've been in a season of lost, or maybe you've just felt.
Did you say lust?
A season of lost.
Oh, lost. Yeah.
Not lust, Jamie.
No, lost. We all get in those seasons.
Seasons of lost.
I feel that.
Feel that deeply, right? A season of lost. You know, the only thing you can do is make a commitment to yourself that you're going to love yourself a little bit more, louder every day. And that is going to be completely up to you what that means. Your habits are completely up to you. That's going to serve you. The businesses you want to build, the way that you need to build your time, the clarity that you need in your life to kind of figure that out. The only way to get to where you want to go is to know where you are now. The only way to get to where you want to go is to know exactly where you are now. So arm yourself with the tools you need. Be aware, observe your energy, and know that you're so freaking worth this.
You have been listening to the Fitz Life Unfiltered podcast with Jamie and Kim Fitzpatrick. Please share this with your friends, family, and everyone looking to level up in their life. Leave a review and smash the shit out of the subscribe button. All resources and contact info are in the episode notes. Thank you for listening.